As some of you may know, the Flyers had some issues before Monday of last week with some horrible and just embarrassing losses. The Flyers seem to have taken those losses to heart. Some of you may not know this, but after that horrible stretch of hockey, they managed to play exponentially better. For the first game back, which was Tuesday of last week, March 8th, they went up against the Edmonton Oilers and won 4-1 with two goals from Jeff Carter. Although they won, they felt as though it wasn't a win to be proud of, and Chris Pronger definitely made it known by saying, quote, "There's winning, and then there's winning in spite of how you play. We still have a lot of work to do. We have to sharpen up," end quote. The next game, the Flyers definitely played a better game as they matched up against the Toronto Maple Leafs. Although both teams played well, things didn't seem to go either team's way this game. Like how the Maple Leafs lost a defenseman with only 4 minutes of the game gone, and the goalie had a horrible time moving around in the net, giving up a fluke goal that he said himself cost them the game. The Maple Leafs were not the only one with bad luck, as the Flyers has lost their defenseman Chris Pronger, and also had a shot go off of Mikhail Grabowski's visor. Yes, his visor, and make it into the net. Despite of all this, the Flyers came out on top with a hard-fought game and won 3-2. The last game of the week was, to say at least, an interesting game, and was definitely fun to watch. The Flyers, after playing well against the Thrashers for two periods, came straight into the third period with a 3-0 lead, confident as can be, expecting to easily win this game. The Thrashers certainly changed any thought of that. The Thrashers not only chased down the Flyers to tie it 4-4 at the end of regulation, but also dominated in overtime, winning it 5-4. That's a slight analysis of how the Flyers did this after their stretch of four losses, and I believe, for how poorly they were playing, they came out, fought well, and deserved the 5 points, maybe even 6 points, that they earned. I sign off, as always, with a goodbye and go Flyers.